Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lack. Thank you for joining us tonight. Whether it's the beginning of your day or the end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Jonathan McReynolds with Not Lucky, I'm Loved. Right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me. On the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs, and I know I couldn't do this on my own, and as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain, and I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are, no, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth is I'm not lucky, I'm loved. My blessings are, no, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chains. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
Hi guys, this is Kim Washington, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Great is your faithfulness. As I was reading and reflecting upon this scripture, I thought about the fact that we are given a new opportunity every single day. Each day we have the chance to change or move in a new direction. I want to let you know that it's not too late. You have been given a chance to start afresh, begin again. Take this time to make the necessary adjustments. Let go of things that are of no consequence to you. Allow God to show you the areas of your life that need recharging. Through his unwavering love, we have the ability to conquer anything that comes our way. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited to have you tuned in. We know you're going to enjoy today's topic, The Great Exchange. But first, here's The Great Exchange by Diamond Freeman, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Great exchange is when God takes your spirit of heaviness and he replaces it with the garment of praise. And so today we make this declaration that this change is forever. Let's go!
You took my brokenness and you made me whole again. Wholeness looks good on me and I'll never look the same again. Forever change, Lord, rearrange. Thank you for the great change, yeah. Thank you for the great change. Oh, you took my brokenness.
Oh, We give you glory. This change is forever. Oh, you are the potter, and I am the clay. This change is forever. Lord, this change is forever. Yeah, I reign over it from this soul. Yeah, my mind is renewed, Lord, and I'm grateful. Yeah, wonderful change, Lord, has come over me, Lord. I'm free now, Lord.
Hi, this is Tara Robinson, the founder of the Black Heart Association, and you're listening to It's a Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio, and now it is time for our Renewed Heart segment. I wanted to talk to you about a heart change. Ezekiel 36 and 26 says, "A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines the word heart as a hollow muscular organ of the vertebrate animal that by its rhythmic contraction acts as a force pump maintaining the circulation of blood. It also defines the word exchange as an act of giving or taking one thing in return for another. Our hearts are the core of who we are as human beings. During this time of global crisis, it's important to consider what's critical, and most importantly, how we want our lives to flow. Just as you would exchange gifts with someone, allow God to exchange your broken, pained, bruised heart for an open heart. He can do so much more when we open our hearts to Him and His plans for our lives. That's our Renewed Heart segment for today. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Deanne and I are so excited to share with you a wonderful person who can masterfully connect with us and discuss our topic for today, the Great Exchange. Let's welcome recording artist, minister, composer, and CEO Diamond Freeman to the Brand New Day family. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How is everybody doing today?
Hey.
We're doing great. We're so glad to have you on today.
I am so glad to be on. I've been trying to get on here, and finally our schedules finally match, and I'm excited about what's going to happen today and what's going to be shared here on the show.
I am too, but I want to start off first by just letting you tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do. I know I just gave a snippet, but you can tell the real story.
Okay. My name is Diamond Freeman. I am a native of Dayton, Ohio. I've been living here in Dallas, Texas now for about 11 years, and I serve as the musical director of the Chosen Vessel Church in Fort Worth, Texas, where the pastor is Bishop Marvin Satt. I also have a production company by the name of One Sound Music, Inc., and it's to help independent artists get their music out, independent gospel artists. I am also a preacher. I am a singer. I am a musician. And that's just a little bit about me.
Awesome, awesome. Well, again, I'm grateful that we were able to connect. God's timing is not always our timing. So I believe
right.
that this was the predestined time that God had planned before the foundation of the world for us to connect up and do this encounter. Wanted to ask you, because we're going to talk about your most recent song, but I want to talk to you a little bit first about your last two releases, The Greatest Change, which we just played, and Permission. Wanted to find out what the inspiration was behind those two releases.
Okay. I released Permission March 29th, 2 years ago. I was in prayer and got out of prayer, and I began to sit at my keyboard, and I started to hear Touch, Heal, Deliver Jesus. Touch, Heal, Deliver Jesus. And so I began to write it out, and then I started to hear Have Your Way in My Life, Move How You Want to Move, We Give You Permission. We all know that God doesn't need permission to have access to our life, but it was just a cry to God that, God, I give you permission to take over. Not my will, but your will be done. And so that's how I got that song. I began to sing it, and I went from singing Have Your Way in My Life to Have Your Way in My Heart. You know, there's some things in my heart that I need you to fix. I need you to heal my heart. Not only just Have Your Way in My Heart, but Lord, while you're doing all of that, while you're here, God, touch, heal, deliver, because you are Jesus. And so that's how I got permission. And then the next year, I released a single called The Great Exchange, which you guys were able to hear today. Basically, The Great Exchange is when God takes your spirit of heaviness and replaces it with the garment of praise. And so I had just went through a season of going through some things, going through church hurt and just some crazy stuff. And I began to write the words, God, you took my brokenness and you made me whole again. Wholeness looks good on me, and I'll never look the same again. Forever change, rearrange. Thank you for the great exchange. And then I wrote, my life is better now. I'm stronger now, you know. And so, you know, God took everything that I was dealing with in that season, and he made me whole again, you know. And sometimes, a lot of times we experience, I'm actually going to be preaching a message about this in 2 weeks, a message entitled From Healed to Whole. You know, a lot of times we become healed, but God doesn't just want us healed. He wants us whole. He wants us to be full and made the better from the things that we dealt with, especially when we have problems. You know, some of us are hard-headed Christians where we find ourselves going back and repeating seasons over and over and over again. But God wants you not just healed, but he wants you whole. And so that's how I got The Great Exchange. I wrote that, and people have been blessed by it. And hopefully you guys are blessed by it as well today.
Yes. Now, is your church, are you currently online? Would we be able to catch your sermon online?
I'm actually going to post it on social media, and you guys will be able to tune in and check it out. It's a church that actually has church at 2. So if you watch your church on Sunday mornings, you'll still be able to watch that on Sunday mornings and then catch a little snippet of that message that I'll be preaching, and I'll post the information on my social media. So those that are listening that wants to come on and listen, they definitely can.
Awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. Just hearing the inspiration behind those two songs, it's just so timely for where we are right now at this moment, especially with the global crisis and this pandemic that we are in right now. It's allowing God to be able to take us and strip us and prune us and shape us if we give him permission. He doesn't have to have permission, but because he's a perfect gentleman, he would rather for us to request and ask. And so I'm just grateful for this particular interview. Now, full disclosure, Diamond's mom and I have gotten close in the last couple of years. She's such a sweetheart, and we know that Mother's Day is coming up relatively soon, next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so how has your mother played a role in shaping your life?
She's played a big, big role in shaping my life. You know, my mom has a music background herself, and so growing up and being around, you know, aunties and uncles that are great in their own right, you know, in music, and, you know, they've done big things in music, in the music industry. And so she's shaped me, she's pushed me to be the best individual that I can be. You know, a lot of times we get so focused in the gift, but we forget about the person. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I've taken time to really focus on, you know, different little things, you know. And I will say this, when I was growing up, when I first started ministering, you know, I would be so excited, you know, after an assignment. And she would come to me and say, well, you know, you did all right, but I'll give you a D. And I'm like, God just showed up and all this crazy stuff
wow.
happened, but it's like, you know, you didn't do this right in this area, you know. And in that time, you know, it may have been frustrating to hear that, but it helped me and it pushed me to be better. And
yeah.
so not only that, she's not only been a push, but she's been strength. And she has helped me along the way, and she's been a major supporter. Anything that I'm doing, she's there. And in whatever way she, you know, can support, she's always going to do it. And not only that, my mom, actually, most of the branding that, well, all of the branding that you see, she does it. She has a business called The Beauty Clinic, and she is the beauty strategist. And so if there's anybody that is on here that is in need of branding or image consulting, she definitely can help you with that. So any of the permission cover that you guys see, the Great Exchange cover, mm-hmm. the Like Wow cover, if those that follow me on social media, all of my content that I post, her company does that. And so she's helped me in so many different ways, you know, with my image and, you know, just being a great man of God. And so, yeah, she's definitely been a big major help to my ministry.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, because moms, I mean, now you said she gave you a D, or she gave you, what did she give you, an F or a D?
She gave me a D, and, you know, sometimes
wow.
it could be, you know, I get a C plus, you know, sometimes I got an A, you know, but, you know, I
yeah.
appreciate it, those moments
yeah.
of saying, hey, you know, you could do a little bit better in this area. You know, and then another thing,
right.
talented people, gifted people can be some of the most laziest people ever. So because
Man.
We are gifted, sometimes we don't practice, we don't study,
yeah.
you know, because we
oh
believe because we're gifted, we're going to be all right and God's going to show up because we're anointed.
Right.
But it's like once the anointing is gone, you can tell you didn't prepare,
right.
you know.
I mean,
so people are responding from the anointing, but
yeah.
the impact could have been a much better if you would have taken time out to study or practice or you know,
oh,
and so
wow.
those things, you know, it matters, you know, and so
it's
people of God, you know, we be so excited to get access to different platforms and stuff, and it's like,
yeah.
God is like, how can I send you to the world, but you can't prepare for the city, or how can I send
Say
you
it.
To these platforms, and you're not preparing, and so, you know, she's pushing to be disciplined in so many different areas, and so, you know, it's always good to have people around you that's going to hold you up and hold you accountable. And
definitely.
Tell you when you're wrong and help you see what you can't see, you know, because you're just so caught up in the fact that you are gifted and you are anointed that you fail to see the areas that you need to perfect. And
right.
so I definitely appreciate her for that.
Yeah. Now, you just spoke to
yes.
me because my son, I have a 10-year-old. I have a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 20-year-old. And
okay.
my 10-year-old, we just had this conversation, like, Friday, I believe, because
uh-huh.
he's a tall boy. He's about almost five two, and he's 10
uh-huh.
about 10 shoe, 9.5, 10 men shoe, and he plays basketball. He's been playing since he was 3. But every time his dad says, "Let's pick up the ball and go outside," he wants to watch
right.
TV, and he plays the violin, and so he had to play. And I was like telling him, I said, your teacher, she's being real nice to you because your mama, if she was the teacher, I would be honored.
Right.
And just, I'm like, you
mm-hmm.
sound, you could sound so much better. And then here
mm-hmm.
he comes the crocodile tears and he doesn't understand. And I'm like, and the other day they had an assignment where they had to gift a nursing home with their music. And I'm like, no, not the crocodile tears. This is not about you. I need you to understand,
right.
you know, and you need to practice. And so it was
mm-hmm.
just, it was just crazy how, I mean, this is just speaking to all of that. I'm definitely going to let him hear this because he needs
yeah.
to know that
yeah.
sometimes you got to practice. And I understand. I used to play piano and organ as a kid. Never wanted to
mm-hmm.
practice. Basketball, never
yeah.
wanted to practice. But you got to do that because God gifted
yeah.
you with it, and you got to work that gift.
That's it. That's it. And it's the saying that they say, you know, practice makes perfect. It really does.
Yeah, it does.
It does, especially for those that are perfectionists in what they do. You know,
right.
So you got to practice, and you got to practice. And so it really helps.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we are going to be right back with the anointed minister, Diamond Freeman. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And the number is 563-999-3456. We would absolutely love for you to call in and ask questions and give comments. But first, here is the latest release from our special guest on today, entitled Like Wow.
Church is like watching my favorite TV sit. It's entertaining for the moment, and I'm like, what's next? I don't want a moment for now. I want this moment to last forever. I don't want another entertaining moment, but a moment with you. This moment with you will do. I just wanna experience an encounter, a life-changing moment with you, not another rerun, but something new, something unpredictable. Like one. Church is like watching my favorite TV sitcom. Entertaining for the moment, and I'm like, what's next? I don't want a moment for now. I want this moment to last forever. I don't want another entertaining moment, but a moment with you. This moment unpredictable, like wow. I just want to experience and encounter a life-changing moment, Lord, with you. Not another rerun, something new. Oh, Lord, something unpredictable. Wow.
encounter a life-changing moment with you. Not another rerun on, but something new, something unpredictable, like wow.
Here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. As we navigate through COVID-19, I want to make a heartfelt appeal to you. Be selfless, not selfish. Make sure you are practicing excellent hygiene techniques, such as washing your hands for 20 seconds or more, wearing a mask, practicing physical distancing, staying 6 feet or more apart, but remaining socially and emotionally connected to family, friends, and loved ones. Stay home and do only which is essential. When you do this, you are being thoughtful and considerate as we flatten the curve. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on V Talk Radio. And Deanne and I are here with Diamond Freeman discussing our topic and beyond, the great exchange. A couple of questions, Diamond, want to ask you. First of all, because you have such wisdom, I can just hear the wisdom and the
yeah.
All of the awesomeness that God has conveyed on you, coupled with your mother's tutelage. How old are you?
I am 24 years old.
Wow, 24.
Wow.
That's good.
So now,
that's a blessing.
It is a blessing. So I do want you, because that song really ministered to me. All of your songs have ministered to me, but this one is like awesome in itself, because it's a worship. It just takes you on a worship journey. Could you tell us a little bit about how this song came about?
Let me see. So I was sitting down at the keyboard, and normally when I write, sometimes I find myself just playing, you know, sometimes sitting down practicing, or normally sometimes when I get out of prayer, I'll hear something, or the way God gives me songs, and sometimes he'll give it to me in part. And so I think I had already wrote the verses to it, or the chorus, I can't remember. But I was sitting in worship, and I was just saying, God, I just want an experience. I want an encounter. I want something fresh. I want something new. You know, being in church, you know, I'm not old, but I'm old, so I've been in church pretty much all my life. And some of the stuff that I've experienced has been some of the same. Nothing new, you know, same rituals. You know, it's crazy how you can go to church and you know how the service is going to go. You know when it's going to be offering time. You know how long praise and worship is going to be. You know what part, you know, the preacher, you know when the preacher going to start hooping. You know, after being in church so long, you know, you just get accustomed to how things go.
Right.
But, you know, not getting a chance to experience something fresh, something new, something different. So I begin to write that, and I begin to say, God, I want an experience, I want an encounter, a life-changing moment with you. not another rerun. And when I got rerun, I thought about, you know, how BET or different stations will have marathons or things that they play, or you can go and watch, you know, they'll play a new episode over, you know, and so we call that a rerun, something that's already been played before. Not another rerun, but something new, something unpredictable, something that we cannot predict.
Right.
Something that's uncommon, something unpredictable, like wow. And so basically just an experience with God, a wow experience. You know, when you experience something, you'd be like, oh, my God, you just wow. You just wow because everything that you need, everything that you needed in that moment, you got. And so you're just so amazed at the moment that, like, I really just experienced God in this moment, but it was something different. It's not something that I've experienced before. And so, you know, and then a lot of times when you're looking for something fresh, you know, me, they call us the millennials. You know, we go to conferences and we go to revivals and we go to all type of different things trying to get something fresh, trying to get something new, you know. And sometimes we fail getting that, you know. And so we have to get those moments in our homes, in our own prayer times, in our own private time. And I was like, God, I want to experience the same God that I experienced in my prayer closet. I want to experience that on Sunday morning. And so, God, that's what I want. And so, so many people have been blessed by it because it's really been the place where so many people have been. You know, they've just been doing church and they're just accustomed to the same old thing, but nothing new, nothing fresh. And so that's where that song came from. And then I said, we need you. Nothing else. We want you. We want your presence. And whatever it is that I need, I know I can get it here, whether it's joy, peace, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, whatever it is, I can get it in this moment. If it's healing, if it's deliverance, if it's peace, whatever it is, I can get it in this moment. And so that's where that came from.
That's awesome. That routine, now that reminds me of my 7-year-old. She's, even today we're in virtual church, and she's like, is it almost over? She's gotten into the routine of knowing when the pastor starts to end service. And so, that's good, because not only when you start to ask God, like, can I have those new experiences, but also when you start getting really deep in his word and you start realizing that even though that was yesterday, that word is really so new to me today. You know, there's value in that word today. And so when you bring all that together and that tie all that experience and that word together, that is just a like wow experience. And so I teach praise dance, so we'll definitely be looking at that for a praise dance opportunity. But I wanted to know, how old were you when you started singing?
So I've been singing out of the womb. I've been singing pretty much all my life. I've been around, like I said, I've been around so many different singers. Just to name a few that I've been influenced by, of course, my mom, Evangelist Trey Washington from Dayton, Ohio, Tanya Baker. Tanya Baker is my auntie. She's actually the praise and worship leader at the Potter's House, where Bishop T.D. Jakes is the pastor. Jonathan Dunn, he's a pastor in Cincinnati, but an incredible gospel artist. You hear his music all the time. He's written a lot of music for Marvin Sapp, songs like Here I Am and Be Exalted, just to name a few. But I've been influenced by them, and I've been singing pretty much all my life. So I really can't put an age to it. But as far as starting ministry, as far as, you know, taking it on as an assignment, I think I probably started when I was maybe, 12 or 11. I probably was a little bit younger than that.
Wow.
But I've always been the kid prodigy, you know. People say it all the time. They call me a sponge. Whatever I hear, I can do it. And one of my musical influences, and I have several of them, but I call him my musical hero, P.J. Morton. A lot of my music is arranged and centered from his creativity. He's just an amazing gift. I love him and I enjoy him.
Yeah.
And we happen to share the same birthday, so I would see why you know, we're able to kind of create the same. I've been doing this since I was a baby, you know, beating on pots and pans, starting out as a drummer, and then singing, and then playing, and then preaching and prophesying and all in the nine yards.
Wow.
So, you know, it's pretty much once I was born, you know, I just knew that this is what I was called to do.
Right.
So I just, I've been doing it pretty much all my life. And I, you know, the song is saying, I've been running for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired yet. I got a long way to go.
So,
I'm excited to see where God takes me.
Now, you said P.J. Morton. I know P.J. Morton has kind of taken, you know, a motivational route, I guess. It's you know, secular, uh-huh. but, you know, it's a little motivational there.
Feel good music.
All right, we'll stick with that.
Feel good music.
And I really like the music. What genre, what made you choose gospel as opposed to any other genre, or do you do a little bit of both?
I typically do gospel.
Okay.
I just being growing up in church, you know, it's the way I, you know, decided to go, you know, and I wanted to be able to, you know, live Jesus, and so that's why I decided to do gospel.
Okay. All right. What do you suggest to those who would like to pursue a career in the gospel music industry?
I'll say this. Know what you're supposed to be doing. That's one. Know your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Not only know your assignment, but know the people that you're called to. All of us are called to different people. And make sure that what you are doing, you have the grace to function in what you're doing. Because a lot of times with people, you know, we'll find ourselves functioning out of convenience, finding ourselves doing stuff that we never had the grace or the anointing to do. And so you'll only get so far. Know that what you're doing, know for sure that this is what you're supposed to be doing, and know that you have the grace to do it. And when you have the grace to do it, you will have the security to do it. You'll be secure in what you do. And, you know, you won't need anybody to tell you what you do, because you're secure in yourself and know what it is that God is giving you and what you produce when you're in a room. So just, you know, make sure you know who you are. Know who you are. You know, a lot of times we try to, you know, as people of God, you know, we focus on building everybody else, but we forget to build ourselves and focus on the things that we need to focus on.
Yeah.
And so that's so important. And, you know, just keep your message. You know, never change your message. You know, God gives us all different assignments. And just stick to that, you know, and don't let anybody come and try to deter you or detach you from the calling that God has given you and the assignment that he's given you. You know, and there's so many doors and opportunities that are going to come in and that are going to come, but make sure that you're sensitive to know the doors that you're supposed to walk into. Make sure that you know that the platforms that you are walking on, you're supposed to stand on, you know, and, you know, it's a good thing. It can be a good thing. And, of course, you're going to have some learning lessons, you know, and you're going to have hit some dry places. But know that it's, you know, it's all going to work together for the good, you know. And if it's really what you're supposed to be doing, that God will cause everything to fall in place in his time.
Amen. You spoke my statement. We're done with the family.
So I just want to, Diamond, you have just blessed our souls on today, and you are welcome to come back anytime you want.
I would love to.
To
come back.
We would love to.
Okay, well, you have an open door. You have an open door. You let me know when you want to come on, and that. We'll make it happen. So I want you to tell our listeners, where can we reach out to you online as well as social media?
Okay, I am on Instagram as The Real Diamond Freeman. My first name is spelled D-I-I-M-O-N-D, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. You can find me on Instagram at The Real Diamond Freeman. You can find me on Facebook at Diamond Freeman Dallas. You can find me there. If you would like to book me for your next worship experience or preaching conference or revival or youth summit, whatever it is, you can reach out to my team at bookdiamondfreeman@gmail.com, and we would love to be a part of your worship experience. I want to plug something. I'm getting ready to we've done it before. I hosted an event called The Moment. God gave it to me 2 years ago, and it's basically just a moment to come and experience God through worship, through prayer, through praise, through the prophetic. And so we're getting ready to do another one with all of this stuff that is going on, this virus and this pandemic, and it slowed a lot of things down for a lot of people. But once all of this is over, we're going to gather together and we're going to worship. And I'm so excited. Some of my friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, we're going to gather together and we're just going to worship God. And so be on the lookout for that. And so many other things that are getting ready to happen. And I'm thinking about releasing some more music here soon. People have been asking, you know, for more music. And so just be on the lookout, but keep me in your prayers as well. And support me if you haven't gotten the singles, Permission, The Great Exchange, and Like Wow. They're everywhere on any digital outlet. Just stay connected. And
yes,
that's
definitely
pretty much it.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much. We love you, Diamond.
Yes,
I love
you
guys too. Thank you again for this opportunity to come on and share on your platform.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And it's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lang.
Hey. All right. Well, Diamond pretty much did all my segment. He pretty much was the segment. He was the segment, especially when we're talking about that song, Permission. I mean, pretty much all this. What I was going to focus on was Permission because it actually spoke to me on a whole other level, because today that's what I was thinking about. Before our virtual service, I was watching the intro to one of Oprah's shows on her network, and she was talking to one of her spiritual mentors, a gospel singer, who their conversation intrigued me. And basically what he was talking about is that he grew up believing that God had given him vision about his future career and that he would travel the world, and he was also drawn to music. But after he saw one of his favorite well-known musical artists have an encounter that was opposed to a godly lifestyle, he decided that that person that he admired at that time, his lifestyle was not reflective of the life that he knew God wanted him to live. So he prayed to God for him to use him, direct him in the way he would have him to go, and to place those opportunities in front of him, like Diamond was speaking of earlier, to help him follow that path. And so after church, that was my that was what I encouraged with my children. I was like, I need you to do the same. I need you to ask God what he wants for you to do, and to ask him to navigate this path through life so that you can be on his path and within his will. And I want you to understand that, you know, we may have ideas, dreams, and plans, but it is God that directs our paths. And that's indicative of today, what's happening with us in this shutdown. You know, we had plans. Now all of that has been shut down. And there's this song called Jesus Take the Wheel by the country singer Carrie Underwood. And when things start to spin out of control or get out of hand for us, sometimes we say, Lord Jesus, take the wheel. But just imagine if we gave God, imagine if we gave him authority beforehand to just have this wheel before we even touch it. So we got to have the mentality of trusting the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. That's Proverbs 3:5. What if we operated in that way? What if we trust God before we even set out to do our own thing and actually give God permission to drive our lives? So Psalms 89:15-16, so blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness. When we teach our children words and action to praise God instead of seeking the praise of others, we are giving them permission to allow God to work in and through their lives. Sometimes in life, as adults, we allow the pressures of life to weigh us down, and we look for the praise from others, and we give permission to everything else but God to take precedence in our lives. And while we say we trust him, our ability to totally depend on him becomes clouded by doubt and fear. With our children, though, it's a little bit easier to kind of help them because they haven't navigated through those experiences yet. So now, while the time is right, and especially while we're shut down and we're just amongst each other, let's pour into their lives by modeling faith and obedience to God and creating a sense of expectation to build a personal relationship with God that is filled with trust, faith, and obedience. While God already has permission in our lives, let's teach our children to accept Christ and ask him to show them the way by giving him permission, or better yet, allowing him to drive and steer their lives in his blessed will. So let's give God permission to drive. Thank you, Diamond, for that inspiration. And I pray our families have a great week in the Lord.
Yes, thank you so much, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment, Permission to Drive. We want God to be able to have access and the capability to move in us and through us and
yes,
and prune us too, right?
Yeah.
Prune us, because
yes,
that pruning is necessary, right?
Necessary,
that's why
definitely.
That's why we're in that shutdown.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
God's saying we got to prune and get ourselves together.
Yeah, and know, be still and know that he is God. You know,
absolutely.
We'll walk into some treacherous paths, but Lord, deliver us from those paths. And so, yes, just allow him to drive. Let him take the wheel, but let him get it before we even put our hands on it.
Yes,
and
that's
what we should
do
to our children. Dedicate them to God. Allow him to use them before the world gets their handle of them. I'm sorry. Before the world gets a handle of them. So let God use them.
Absolutely. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. Well, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with your host, Rhonda Wright. We would love to hear from you. Please email us with your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by looking up Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And let's keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are allowing God to move and how you are flowing and allowing God and granting him access and permission to do the various things in your life. So let's recap. Our fresh start segment was It's Not Too Late. Our renewed heart segment was A Heart Exchange. Our Live Smart segment was Be Selfless, Not Selfish. And finally, our Fearless Family segment, Permission to Drive. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you and bless you and give you praise and glory and honor, O God. God, we thank you, Lord, for the great exchange. We thank you for the liberty and the freedom that we have in you. In you we live and move and have our being. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the ability to get a fresh move of your spirit. God, amaze us. Continue to allow us and allow us to experience you in ways that we've never experienced you before, Lord God. And God, give us the grace to be able to understand it. Give us divine revelation. And help us to navigate through the new experiences, oh God. And God, we give you permission to move. We give you permission to move and do the things that you want to do in our lives, God. We say not
Father.
Our will, but your will
but your
be
will.
Done, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we
Jesus,
pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Max Lucado, Pastor Max Lucado. God never said that the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile.
Amen.
Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. CN, well,
yeah.
Here we go. Here's Diamond Freeman with Permission.
Yes.
Have your way in our life. Move how you want to move. We give you permission. Have your way in our life. Move how you want to move. Give you permission, yeah. Have your way in our life. Move how you want to move. We give you permission, yeah. How you want to move, we give you permission. Move how you want to move.
Move how you
want to
move.
Move how you want to move.
Move how you
want to
move.
Move how you want to move, yeah.
Move how you
want to
move.
Move how you want to move.
Move how you
want to
move.
Come on, everybody, say.
Move how you wanna move.
Give you permission.
Permission.
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.